So, how often do you talk to friends, either girlfriends or guy friends, and they talk about dating, they talk about fish pics, or like, oh my gosh, I'm dating a guy who fishes, will I ever see him? How does that come up?
With most of my girlfriends that I talk to, if they see a fish pic on the dating app, they're usually they want to go away from that. But it really depends on the person. I think people that are more inclined to be out in nature and fishing and stuff, maybe that's not their ideal thing. But if they do see one, they're like, okay, like I might check it out. Really depends on the person. Also, how they're holding the fish, The fish pics, they make a difference. So, yeah.
What's the proper way?
I, this is the proper way. If you're holding them up like this, I think that's a little. It's a little weird, but it's maybe my personal thing. So,
Okay. And so for you personally, do you have a fish pick?
Oh, I have some fish pics like this. The right way. The right way. Yep, we got some good ones. I mean, I can show them to you later if you want.
So what is the fear, I guess, of a guy with a fish pick of, because there's a lot of, like you said, there's a lot of women that I've known who are just like, oh, absolutely not. Is it because they're afraid that?
I mean, my boyfriend, he's a really big fisherman and he has a lot of fish picks, but I knew him before I really knew that he was into that. And so when I saw that, I was like, oh my God. Like, usually I think, like very like redneck hick type of thing. But it really just depends on the person. But that is the vibe that you kind of get off of the fish pick.
If you'd
So,
seen the fish pick first, would he have been your
yeah.
boyfriend? Would you?
I don't know. But I mean they're pretty good fish, so I mean.
Is that another fact? I mean,
Oh yeah,
but
if
you have
you're
to have a different perspective
That's
than
true.
like,
I mean
yeah.
if they're holding up a bluegill, that's if it's like a 7-pound bluegill, that's okay, that's cool. But like if you got a huge muskie, that's great, but if you got like a little small one, but I think it depends on the fish. I don't know.
But there's, I've seen memes or things out there that talk about like, the only time their guy smiles is when he's got
When
a
he's
fish.
with the fish, I would have to probably agree. I think my boyfriend's biggest smiles are probably when he's holding a fish. It depends on the guy. But yeah, I'd say guys are pretty much their happiest when they're out alone fishing on a pond or something. So.
Should that be a red flag, or would you advise women to give him more of a shot?
I think give him more of a shot, like maybe his real joy in life is really only fishing. He, sure, he probably loves you, probably, but fishing's great. The fish don't talk back. The fish, they don't ask you to get them dinner. The fish are just there. So, I don't know.
And for you and your experiences, do you think that you came as a separate, like, extra bonus because
I would hope so. We met before I was really into fishing, and then I got right back into it. And we tend not to fish together because it causes some uprising. But we're working on it. So he takes it a lot more seriously than I do.
Is that a rivalry in the book that?
A little bit, yeah.
So, what are the most common frictions that exist in a relationship when one person is very serious about fishing?
I think the way that we go about fishing, like the lures that we use, live versus artificial bait, especially being on the scientific side of things, he tends to really just, want the fish that he wants. And I'm like, okay, but I want to look at all the tiny ones and like the bigger ones. And I want to look at the whole ecosystem. So I'm more of kind of like la-di-da-di-da. And, he's kind of on his own mission. So that kind of causes some ruckus there, but
No, for this story, we have seen couples that fish together. Do you think that they naturally go together, or is it more, I mean, like, because they find that common interest, or like you said, because a lot of this is solo or peace and
It
quiet.
is, yeah. I think a lot of the time it's very much like a solo adventure. Props to the people who can do it together. I think it really just takes two people who really, really understand what each other want to go out there and to get to that point. You have to spend a lot of time with that person fishing. Otherwise, like the patience, it just takes patience, especially if someone doesn't really know how to fish. It takes a lot of patience. So I think. Yeah, I could probably do a little bit better job of learning some of that stuff because I wouldn't call myself a real angler. I'm more of on the scientific side of things, but yeah, so I don't know.
When you, I think there's a stereotype when people see a woman fishing with a man, and she just wants to be with him. She doesn't really know what she's doing. I mean, But there's probably a lot of cases where...
Oh, yeah. There's plenty of people that are much better than men at fishing. I haven't met a whole lot of them. I think if you go out west, there's a whole lot more with fly fishing and all that. But, you know, it's... I'm hoping it's an up-and-coming thing that more women take on to it. It might make those fish pictures more, like, nice. Or, like, you know, like people want it more. But, yeah, I don't know. It's you don't see a whole lot of women fishing out there anymore. I guess it's never really been that way, but hopefully soon. I don't know.
All right.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Can I get you to, just so I have it correct for this section, say and spell your name?
Yeah. Kelsey Turin, Kelsey. Turin.
And what would your title be here?
An LTE limited term employee.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you are currently a grad student, or are you going?
Yeah, current grad student at UW Green Bay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Sweet.
Survived.
All right. Yeah. I survived.
Okay. Better than you are.
All right. So give me your perspective on fish picks, dating, fishing, and relationships. What's the advice you give? What are the questions you get?
Right. Yeah. So. Fish picks are like big thing in our demographic for sure. I feel like, oh geez, sorry, camera's crazy for me. All right, let me think about that.
So
let's start one more time.
You're mid 20s, mm-hmm. approximately.
Yeah, I just graduated.
Okay, so you've been through the dating cycle, mm-hmm. You've probably seen, you know, online dating sites, and mm-hmm. so how often are most of the pictures of people out there holding fish?
Yeah, great question. So I feel like you see it a lot, especially in the North Woods, because that's kind of like what a lot of guys do up here. And so I went to school in Ashland, right? So it's right on Lake Superior. It's all about fishing.
Is it, you talked about being in the North Woods. Is it, so... I guess for people out there, do they have to be open to that, or is it, you know, if they're from maybe Madison or farther south, where they have been more picky? I mean, are women up here a little more, you know, open to that? Like, that's just what you're going to get.
I feel like, yeah, it's definitely like what people do up here. Oh, jeez, man, I am so bad at this. Maybe you don't want me on here.
No, you're fine. Just don't overthink it. Just go with your first thing.
I am, yeah.
So, I guess for you, do you have a fish pick? Do you?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I love fishing, and so it's like, oh, man, I can't.
What kind of questions do you get from some of your friends? What are the things they ask you, like, if they...
Oh, shoot. Okay, here's my thing. I feel like I'm pro fish pick, you know? Like, so I'm not the, like, stereotype maybe you're looking for.
No, we're looking for
everything. Yeah. Okay.
No, you have a certain background that obviously is going to make you predisposed to one thought. But that's yours.
Yeah. Right. So I'm all about the fish pick, kind of what, can I reference her?
Yeah.
Yeah. Sort of like what Kelsey was saying, you know, it's all about how they're holding the fish. Yeah, you know, it shows a lot how, like, natural you are with it, and if it's, like, forced or what's going on, right? And,
Are you one where, like, that's the most natural smile you're going to see?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's just, like, fish are so cool, right? Like, they swim, like, underwater, they're breathing, they're so old, you know? It's, like, they're so cool. Like.
So should women worry about, like, will he love me as much as the fish?
I guess it depends on what you're looking for in a relationship, right? I, like, look for passion. So, you know, if someone's passionate about fishing, then that's, like, the person for me, right? It's all, like, perspective in that sense, you know. I want someone who's going to go out and, you know, even if it's raining, they still want to fish. Like, that's cool. Oh, shoot.
But I guess all the women that aren't into that, that's just their loss, right?
Yeah, totally. It's their loss, you know, like, but it's good for me.
Can I get you to say and spell your name, just so I have it
correct? Yeah. It's Coco, C-O-C-O, Eberhard, E-B-E-R-H-A-R-D.
And what is your title here?
Fisheries technician.
Perfect. Thank you.
Like, there'd be times I'd be out working and there's no people within 20 miles of you. And you're just, like, in the middle of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't even find something like that here where you're that remote.
Yeah, not by that much.
You're good.
Yep. All right. So what's your thought on the fish pick? Because I'm sure, you know, as a guy, you probably have a lot of guy friends. Do they ever ask you, it's like, hey, does this look like a good picture? Or what should I put on my dating profile?
I'm for it. I don't know. I have a lot of fish pictures. That's like most of my camera roll. As I love to fish, I work with fish, I take a lot of them. So I'm for it. So I know some people aren't, like a lot of women are maybe, eh, don't want to see that. For me, like, I would love to see like pictures of women with fish. Like, I want to be dating somebody, marrying somebody who loves to do the things that I care about too. So I'm all for it.
If there's a woman who purposely won't swipe the correct way on a guy with a fish pick, is that kind of clearing the field, making it easier? Because if she's that opposed to it, or should they be more open?
I think that it's important that people are true to who they kind of are and the things that they care about. Like for me, if that's something that they're, you know, not for, it might not be the right fit for myself personally, but that doesn't mean it's inherently a bad thing, because everyone has different preferences and not everyone, you know, cares about the same things that I do. And like in an area like this, you might not see that as frequently because everybody up here loves to fish. And that's part of why you live up somewhere like northern Wisconsin. But other places in the world, people care about different things and have different passions and hobbies. So I think it kind of just depends on the person.
What is the advice you would give people who are entering into a relationship with someone who loves to fish, and if they're not as much of a fisher person and not as much of an angler? Because, you know, there's that whole thing of like, well, where will their first love be?
Yeah, I think there's a balance for sure. Like, you can have a hobby that you care about very much and do it frequently and still make time for the other person that's in your life. And you can find a way to balance that. Like, they may not like fishing. Like, my mom, for example. My mom does not fish. My dad does. But whenever my dad goes out, my mom loves to come out just to be on the boat. And so there's a ways to balance that. Sometimes that might mean that you're picking maybe her hobby over yours, right, and balancing it that way. Or, all right, I'm not going to go fishing today because we're going to do the thing that you like to do. And I think if you have that balance and you have that honest communication where you're able to be doing the things that both people like to do, I think it can work just fine.
But how does fishing work as a couple's thing? Like, is it possible if like someone's really focused on fishing and then they bring a partner along, that like if they don't match the energy, I mean, can that work?
I think so. I think you can still, like, I've been in relationships where I still fish a lot and they maybe haven't, and it can still work just fine. Like, it might not mean that you're doing it as much as you did before, but if you truly care about them that much, like, you can still work through that, I think. And sometimes maybe they just haven't gotten the opportunity to fish yet. You bring them along and maybe they actually like it. That could happen too, so.
Mm-hmm. Spread the gospel of fishing, right?
For sure.
So, a question for you. Do you have pictures of yourself where you're not holding a fish and you're smiling?
A few. Some of those I might or might not be sitting behind a deer, which, whether that's the same thing or not, up to the person. I do have some, but not a ton. I would say like 90% of the pictures of myself are either with an animal or a fish.
And that's where your biggest smiles are going to come, right?
Oh, 100%. 100%. I would say the ones that don't are like me with family or me with significant other, and it's just us as people. But like just myself, I don't have a ton of pictures of just me.
All right, so if you're with a picture of your girlfriend, are you smiling?
Yeah.
As big as when you're holding a big fish?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Can you prove it?
I could.
All right. In terms of like the broader community, do girls ever come up to you and ask like, why do guys put so many fish pics on there? What should I worry about if I see all these?
I've never had anyone ask me that. I don't know. It might just be a difference in like guys versus girls. Like, I think girls maybe are more open to, or more wanting to take pictures of just themselves doing other things. I mean, at least for me, like, I'm not a huge picture person on like other things like that are not, oh, I caught this awesome fish or I got this awesome deer or whatever. But it's not something I've ever been asked about. So I don't know for sure.
And I guess that is probably the truth about a lot of guys. If that's what they're taking pictures of, then that's going to make up the most of the pictures they have if they could say, this is who I am.
Yeah, I would say so for sure. And those are the two of the things that I'm most passionate about. So just naturally, that's what a lot of the pictures are going to entail of.
All right. Can I get you to say and spell your name so I have it correct?
Yep. T-Y-L-E-R, Tyler, and then H-O-F-F-M-A-N, Hoffman.
All right. And what is your title here?
I'm a fisheries technician.
Fisheries technician. That's all we need?
Perfect.
You want to show us?
There we go.
All right, we show the camera. Oh,
yep. Hold. Back up a little bit for me.
And so when's that from?
Last fall.
Just hold it there. Just hold it there. It's going to be awkward, but we're just going to count to like 10 more seconds and then get a good shot of it. Okay, cool. You can bring your phone down. Okay. Perfect.
Thank you so much.
Yep,
I appreciate it.
Of course.
We'll grab the mic.